Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 months free. Watch your favorite shows abroad, whether you're traveling or you're at home and you want to watch something from overseas. Access this on all of your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, doesn't matter. 3 great tiers, a pass, a locker, a VPN, or all 3. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, block online trackers, keep your data safe, browse anonymously, browse securely with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You know I'm a snoop. I'm not a criminal, but I am a snoop. So unless you want me getting your scoops, get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Secure all of your devices. Check it out. It's a great deal. How can you afford to miss this? You're going to end up saving money with NordVPN.com/Fightful and having a better browsing experience.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Hear the name you know. We've had him on Fightful many times. You know him as Hakeem Zayn. You know him as Rohit Raju. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Look, looking dapper today. Is that Aaliyah on the shirt
there?
That's
Aaliyah.
That is pretty sweet.
Listen,
that's
look
great
at these,
right there.
Look at those bad boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there.
Okay,
oh
shoe game
gosh.
On point.
I'm not going to tell you all where I got them because they don't give me stuff for free. So once they do that, I'll shout them out. But it is in Lexington. But how you doing, man? We're here at Black Label Pro
hanging out. That's right. I'm having a good time watching the show. I just did some commentary. Some good matches, a lot of good talent on here. I was supposed to be on the show, but it didn't end up working out. But I said, I can't just sit and do nothing. You got to let me do something. I just can't watch. So let me do commentary. And he's like, okay, cool. So I was like, sweet. Jumped on there, had some fun real quick, and got to watch some really good matches.
It was supposed to be me versus him. I held him up Jeff Jarrett style,
yes.
And I was like, Mikey, give me $250,000. Right now from the arena account, or we're not doing it.
Didn't want to put me over. I was like, wow, what a diva. Jeez.
No. I will say one of my favorite streams I've ever done is our prediction stream that we did for an Impact show.
I remember Jordan Grace. You thought,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I beat her.
You did.
I beat all of them. I beat all of them. I walked out still X Division champion. I remember that quite well.
They do. They were like, who do you want for the prediction stream? And I was like, I want Rohit Raju. Because he's on fire right now, and you did not disappoint. But, I mean, like, in doing that and doing all of our interviews, you're always very colorful. You did commentary. Is that something you'd be open to doing a lot more of in the future?
I just love being me out here, whether it's in the ring, whether it's accompanying one of my boys to the ring, whether it's being on the microphone. Yes, I would love to do commentary, managing. I can't get away from professional wrestling. I love it so much. It can be very bittersweet at times. Sometimes I hate it. Ooh, sometimes I hate it. But like when you actually, Steve Austin said something one time, and I'm just paraphrasing. He said once you could be having the worst day ever, once that glass breaks, as in he walks down the aisle, everything else disappears. I've had some of the worst crap happen in like 2022. But man, when I'm in the ring, it's the best place to be. So whether I'm in the ring, outside the ring, commentary booth, sign me up. I'm all for it. I just want to entertain.
You've always seemed like the kind of guy to me that would also be a good like agent or producer.
Yeah, man.
Because every single time I've seen you at a show, you are watching the entire show.
Yes.
And I really admire that because, I mean, occasionally you'll catch, like I'll catch people peeking through the curtain and stuff like that. But I see you like out here. You're like, I want to watch the entire show.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and I love it because some people will walk up to me and they'll be like, hey, what'd you think? And I'll tell them flat out, like, this is that. Because you're not going to grow. I won't crap on anybody, but You're not going to grow if you don't know what you're doing. I don't ever want to say, go to somebody and be like, hey, what'd you think of my match? And like, oh, yeah, man, it was great. No, there was something, there's things. So I always ask people that I know they're going to pick it apart. And because I want to be the best that I can be, so I watch. And it's weird. There's guys that I don't know or just met, and they'll walk up to you like, hey, can you watch my match? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? You know what I mean? So it's cool that they respect you enough and want to know your opinion of their match. So I love it. I love wrestling. I love picking it apart. But I also love watching people and help people grow and seeing them become, like, even better than what they were, like, a year ago. You know what I mean? I love seeing that.
My favorite part of my job is learning more about the thing I like the most.
Yes.
And you can do that in so many aspects of pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something to learn. I mean, we're at a show right after this. 17-year-old Billy Starks is helping running a show. Like, that's just... And she's like, yeah, I want to learn this. I want to learn about the business behind it. I want to learn how to market. Like, I think that's awesome because there are just infinite things in pro wrestling that you can learn, develop, and make the most out of.
I think right now, especially with social media, you have so many people that have got contracts or have got themselves over with the way they Danhausen, perfect example.
There you go.
Danhausen's a perfect example of getting yourself over with the power of social media but knowing how to use it. Ethan Page is another guy. They know how to market themselves. They know the business side of professional wrestling. I'm horrible with social media. I hate social media. But it's like you have to be able to get on there and know how to market yourself. So I'll dabble here and there, and then something will work. I'm like, oh yeah, it does work. You just have to have that mindset for it. But then you have to just do it. You have to go out there and do it, and have the hard work and grind, and you'll grow. And that's what happens.
How are you aging in reverse? You got the R-Truth going on, man.
And like, yes.
You look younger every time I see you.
I'm 107 years old. I feel like I'm 17 years old.
You wrestled Hackenschmidt.
Jacked out of my mind forever, huh? You young punks, I'm talking to you. You don't look like me. I'm a walking bag of money. But no, man, I just life can beat you up at times, but... It's the energy. I love being around people with good energy. I love being around people. Some people are negative and they're having, and life is beating them up. I've been there. I like to help those people. I like to talk to those people, and hopefully they can get through it. And I like to be around people. Like my small circle, they help me out, and we laugh and we cry and we joke. And to me, having that positive energy and just living and not existing, that keeps me young, man. That, and I'm always in the gym 24/7. Everyone's like, well, I don't know if you can wrestle this because you're old. Man, get that out of here. I work, and my cardio and the way I look, the way I move is better than some guys.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And are way younger than me, and it always will be just because it's just... I don't think like that. I just do it. I just go out there and just try and kick butt, man.
I mean, I wasn't even saying you were old. I'm just like, damn, every time I see you, you look a year younger. Like,
I mean, I don't know what it is, man. It's these jeans, man. That's what it is. I just – mocha skin mammal jeans, baby. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Last time I spoke with you, you were heading away from Impact. I believe you worked a date for them recently.
No, I had no idea it was for Impact. I did a show in Bay City. And it was against Ace Austin and Jack Price, two guys that are with Impact. And next thing I knew, it was on there. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I thought the coolest thing was the fan response. Those Impact fans, man, I get tagged every week. When are we bringing back Rohit? When are you coming back? Stuff like that. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. I've been reaching out to several companies. So we'll see what happens. There's a couple places I'd like to hit, but... I love Impact. It'll always be home for me, and you never know what will happen. So
it seemed like you left on pretty positive terms. You just wanted to see what was out there.
I did. I just wanted to bet on myself for a little bit, and I've had some really fun success at AEW. I love that experience. You know, maybe I'll show back up there. I got a chance to work with Rocky Romero recently as our second time. It was at Glory Pro. If you get a chance, go watch that show. Man, that match... It was so much fun working with Rocky. He's such a great dude. And I've been name dropping this whole time like an idiot, but
he is the Forbidden Door.
He is the Forbidden Door.
He is the middle of the wrestling universe.
He knows I want round 3, New Japan Strong. That's what I want. But that's a place I want to go. Jake Something's been killing it there, which he recently got a chance to work with Shingo. Awesome. That's where I want to go. I know there's a lot of guys there that I know, and I would love to put my foot and put my toe in that water. And that's my next goal is to get back to AEW, do some stuff. Who knows, maybe Impact, but I would love to work with New Japan Strong as well.
So you did do some stuff with AEW. How did that come about? I spoke with you right before that was going to happen. Not only have you been over there, you've been picking up wins over there as well throughout this year.
It was awesome. I didn't know what would happen. I remember saying, hey, should I announce that I was a friend? And you were like, dude, why didn't you tell me? I was like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know it would be that powerful. So I announced that I was a free agent. A lot of people retweeted it. You retweeted it. And next thing I know, it was like it blew up. And that night, QT hit me up. He started following me. He's like, hey, you're not with Impact anymore? I was like, no. He's like, hey, Tony wants you to come down, and we want to get a look at you. I was like, okay, that's cool.
That's awesome.
So they flew me out. They've always treated me great. They fly me out, put me up in a hotel. And one of my biggest things, I'm such a mark for like old school professional wrestling. So I got to do a promo with Tony Schiavone in the ring. For me, that was awesome. And getting his feedback was awesome because Tony, he's done the best. You know, he's been there with
absolutely.
The best, right? So getting that promo time with Tony and just going back and forth with him and getting his feedback and, you know, him saying, hey, you did a great job, this, that, and the other. You can really talk. Oh, man, that was just like – that was a dream come true for me. So, yeah, it was just great. And I hope to get back in there. I haven't been really doing much with him. Hopefully when things they start going back to Orlando, I'll start going back to Orlando, and I put some feelers out elsewhere, so we'll see what happens there. But it's been great, man. It's wrestling. You always want more. You always want to be in the spotlight. Sometimes you just have to have patience and keep – what is it? The squeaky wheel gets the grease or whatever, but like you just have to keep pushing and prodding and – hopefully something will happen. Not hopefully, something will come about for me. It will.
Yeah, lately they've been doing the dark tapings on the road with Rampage and stuff like that. Yep. They've been doing a whole lot of those. But I've liked the stuff you've done there. And you had told me that Impact was actually really cool about you using the Rohit Raju name as well.
Yes, that's something. For the longest time, I was using Hakeem Zayn because at Impact, when I first started there, I was nobody. I was just jobbing left and right. And I was like, nobody wants Rohit Raju on the show. There was no value there. And I remember Scott had asked me, that. He said, why don't you use Rohit? And I told him, I was flat out. I was like, because there's no value. I said, I don't do anything here. There's no value. As soon as they flipped the switch and then I flipped the switch, I built that name up, and I was like, hey, can I still use this name? He was like, yeah, man, go ahead. And I wanted to keep it because I helped make that into something. And so I didn't want to give that up. So now only at AAW do I use Hakeem Zayn, but even that I might just retire soon and just use Rohit Raju. It's a name that people know. It's a name that people recognize. And it's a name that I worked really hard on developing and building up, and I would like to keep that.
Let's do some word association before we wrap up. Jordynne Grace.
Man, powerhouse. Absolute powerhouse. And also, like, I'm a huge fan of fitness, so I love how she's, like, transformed her body, and now she's, like, she looks even better. She looked great before. She looks even better now. Absolute killing machine. I love it.
About once a week, I have, like, a friend who isn't even affiliated with wrestling. It's like, who is this? And it's always Jordynne. Always her.
Jordynne's great. We do need to have a singles, though. That has to happen just so I can drop you in your dome and yell equality
there you
again.
Go. Ace Austin, who you worked recently.
Fantastic. Future of professional wrestling right there. Love that guy.
TV star, that guy.
Just oozes just... He's just so smooth in the ring. It's ridiculous how good he is and how effortless he makes everything look.
Rocky Romero.
Goat. Rocky's one of the goats, one of the greatest, just genuine people I ever met. And when I got to see him again, big hug from Rocky, just awesome. You can feel it when someone gives you a hug like that. You can feel like they give a shit, you know what I mean? It was good. A genuine dude.
Danhausen.
Superstar Housen.
He is. Tell the people where they can follow you on social media.
At Hakeem Zayn on Twitter, the old Twitter, Raju Zayn 80 on Instagram. Of course, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/Rohit and just look for me on the indies. I'll be there. Hopefully, I'll pop up on TV pretty soon. I'm made for TV, brother. Yeah, I'm
a
superstar.
I agree with that. Yeah. Your promo work, especially around that X Division title run, made me want to watch that show every week.
Exactly.
And I wanted to watch Jordynne Grace, like, just destroy you. It was fantastic.
I did my job when people would tune in just to see, and they wanted to see me lose. I'm doing what
That's
I have
good
to
stuff.
Do. Yeah.
Guys, check them out. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.